Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My next guest is on the phone. I was scrolling through my Facebook page, as I tend to do, looking for material for the show. I came across this incredible article about a lady called Rainbow Jung. She is a Tel Aviv University student. What is more remarkable about her is her background. Born, I think, in Hong Kong. We'll get confirmation of that now. Living in Turkey, chooses to study in Tel Aviv. Why, oh, why, oh, why? Rainbow, good afternoon to you. Thank you for talking to us in Chai FM here in Johannesburg.
Hello.
So your stories put a massive smile on my face, and I just like think, surely there were other places to go to. What is your story? How did you land up in Tel Aviv?
I could just start from my whole upbringing. I was born in Hong Kong, and I just lived there. And when I was 7 years old, our family moved to Turkey, and just to live there, and my dad was studying there too. And I ended up stayed there for 12 years, and we just lived very simply. And I went to an international school, and I wouldn't say I'm qualified as a local, like a local Turkish person, because I always, I was just staying at home most of the time, but Turkey has a special place in my heart.
Was this in Istanbul?
It's Istanbul.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I know the city, so I just wanted to place it. Probably one of the most beautiful cities in the world, by the way. But
it is very beautiful.
But let's be honest about it. I mean, at the same time, not exactly wonderfully disposed to all things Jewish in Israel, certainly not now under the current regime. So, you know, I'm struggling. Well, I'm interested to see where you're going with this, because I still haven't worked out how you landed up in Tel Aviv.
Yes, it's a very personal kind of choice that I made going to like Tel Aviv. But first of all, it was when I was thinking of my universities, I just didn't want to stay studying in Turkey, because I've just been in Turkey for most of my life, and just wanted to experience something new, be in a new environment, and learn from being in a new environment. And I was actually looking for some universities in Europe, and I even went and traveled there to see like what fit me.
Okay.
But then none of it really felt like it was for me, and I don't know why I was really there. And so like for a while I was just like, where am I going to go to study? And then my brother suggested this like liberal arts program at Tel Aviv University.
Oh, my goodness.
And I looked at it, and you know, it wasn't like a world class education, where it's not Harvard or it's not like Germany, whatever. But I just felt like I was very content with the program, and it was very much enough for me. It was just, you know, a university education. And so like I felt very good and applied to it. And I actually didn't come to Israel until I got accepted.
Oh my goodness. And, talk about a culture shock. Yeah. All right. Let's rewind a tiny bit. So you say to your parents, mom, dad, I want to go to the middle of a war zone. You know, there's Gaza down at the bottom. There's Lebanon on the side. There's Iran and Iraq on just not too far. What on earth did they say to you?
Well, they actually were more encouraging. They encouraged me to come. Well, because first of all, my brother first came here to study in Technion. And we also knew people here, and they all said, it's very safe, actually. You know?
Okay.
And I think like being in Turkey and, not being in Hong Kong, lots of times like in Hong Kong, our relatives are like, you know, like uprisings, you know, there was a coup d'etat a few years ago. And, you know, it wasn't like when we were there, it wasn't a very big deal where I just know it's not as scary as what people say. And so I just feel like, It's livable, you know?
So I'm putting myself in your shoes and I'm trying to walk around in them a little bit. And I'm thinking, here's this person who was born in Hong Kong, which must mean a certain sort of cultural delicacies come into play and manners and standing in line and all those good things that the English left you. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Turkey, which is Middle Eastern and respectful. And then you get off the plane and you land in Israel, where all of that just goes out of the window.
I don't think it's that different from in Turkey. Except there is one small difference. I mean, in Hong Kong, they will actually get into an argument if you cut the line. In Turkey, yes. When you get on the bus, they just take turns not being in line. You know, you just you'll end up on the bus kind of attitude. But in Israel, you do push your way up into the bus and there's more aggression in it. But I think I've learned a lot, you know. I was just talking to my friend in Hong Kong a while back. I'm like, I was actually negotiating my classes with my university advisor, which was something I never would have done with, like, my politeness, you know.
No, 100%. And you could have asked him. You could have said to me, tell me how much you earn, and is your daughter married? Because there seems to be so little boundaries between what one can do and can't do in Israel. And this, of course, I'm stereotyping horrifically here. I don't know. What's your take?
I don't know what to expect. I didn't know what to expect when I came to Israel. Because, like, I just came from high school, 19 when I came, and so I wasn't expecting any manners. And I was like, okay. So people, they're just very direct.
That's an understatement of the century. So what has resonated with you in Israeli society? What have you responded to in a positive way?
In Israel, I think I really responded to how much they feel for their country. It wasn't something that I got to experience growing up, because I was from Hong Kong, but then I wasn't living there all the time. And in Turkey, it's just, I was with mostly foreigners in my social circles, but here it's like, I see them really excited about Independence Day. And then whenever I go to class, the professors are always like, you know, you could hear their feelings to the history of Israel. And some of the teachers even experienced the history here. So it was very real.
Rainbow,
the country means a lot to them.
I'm presuming you're not Jewish. I don't know. I'm presuming that. And I'm just wondering, if that is the case, how you sort of responded to all the Jewish holidays that happened throughout the year, from Pesach to Yom Kippur it must have been so otherworldly having to suddenly immerse yourself in an environment like that.
I think one thing that I wasn't used to was how strangely dispersed it is in the academic year. Because what happens is, like, in the fall, there would be absolutely no holidays in the academic year. And then when you get to spring, you'll have Passover, and you'll have almost like a month of just a week of school. Like, you only go to school for a week in that month, basically.
How have you coped with the language?
It's very strange. The language?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The language, I was learning it, but then I don't think I have so much time to learn it myself. But in terms of living, I've coped with English.
Yeah, no, it's very doable.
The numbers, mostly, when learning the numbers in the marketplaces.
So I don't know if you're prepared to answer this question. We're probably going to have to leave it here because we're out of time. But one of our listeners, his name is Achamor. He calls himself a donkey. I'll never understand why. But he says, what I want to know from your guest is, why Turkey? They could have gotten British citizenship having lived in Hong Kong. Why Turkey? I don't know. Is that a question we're allowed to ask you, or you're uncomfortable with that?
I think my parents just... I don't know. I
think it's very exotic for us here in South Africa. And I think that's probably where the question came from. It is an exotic, amazing country. That is for sure. But we're going to leave it there. Rainbow, thank you so much for talking to me. I just wanted an insight from somebody with your life experience, because it's just so completely different to ours. So thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.